Have you thought about God's blessings today? Stop a minute and think about all the good things you have and maybe take for granted. God is delighted when we take time to say thanks. In Psalms, the Lord speaks through David when he says, "He who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me." Why not take a little time today to offer a sweet sacrifice of appreciation to the one who calls himself Father?
Thank you, Lord, for a beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for a beautiful day.
If you could hear but not see, or if you could only experience one of the five senses, then you could be missing a vast dimension of life. So it is with God. If you can see with your physical eye, but yet the eyes of your heart are blind to God's love, for you then are missing a vast dimension of what real life can be. Jesus quoted the scriptures, "He has sent me to proclaim the release to the captives and recovery of the sight of the blind." Open your heart to God and experience the abundant life only God can give.
He's got it all in control. Got it all in control.
Ring in a new song, KYMS.
During the time of Christ, a Jewish home represented the very heart of the family. The only way you could be allowed to enter without first being invited would be to knock at the door and say simply, "It is I." If the servant on the other side of the door recognized you by your voice, then you were considered an intimate friend and allowed to come in. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me." Jesus wants to be your most intimate friend. Have you opened the door to him, or will he walk away disappointed because you refuse to recognize his voice? You can see around you are problems and worries, then it's time to stop looking at the obstacles around you and start looking at the one beside you. "Do not fear, says the Lord, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you, and surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." If you feel trapped by problems, then take a look at Jesus, and don't stop looking. Think about a snowflake, it seems almost surprising that something so minute and momentary could be so carefully designed. If God so patiently designed a snowflake that may never be noticed, how much more patience and care does he have for you, whom he loves? Do you feel frustrated or impatient with yourself? Remember what David wrote when he realized God's love and concern. "The Lord will accomplish what concerns me. Thy loving kindness, O Lord, is everlasting." There's only one narrow pathway by which a plane is expected to land, and there's only one way to go up a one-way street. Sounds obvious, but there's another truth that may not seem so obvious. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." Why don't you think about going his way?